Today's share of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Beis. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, Harry Ramras's father. I don't have this information. And Sylvia Rosenblum, Sora Techna Bas Meira Cohen. All the Shams we learned for Shem Aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn, of course, for the safety and the success of all the Chayalim, the Kochos HaBitachon in Eretz Yisrael. They should return the Chatufim Ben Hera in good health and without any difficulties. And B'ezus Hashem, all of Klai Yisrael should be safe. Okay, we pick up the Gemara, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, four lines on the top with the two dots where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, HaShochet V'nimtzeis Trefa V'chule. We had said in the Mishnah that the Tanakama holds that if you go and shecht an animal and it turns out to be a Trefa, so the Tanakama says that doesn't make any difference. It doesn't need to be a Shechita HaRu'uya in order to be considered a Shechita, that you'd be Chayiv Dalet V'hei if it was a stolen animal that you then either shechted in the case here or stole. So therefore, the Tanakama would say, Chayiv Dalet V'hei. Rabbi Shimon, of course, it said, no, you're not, because he holds Shechita Ru'uya, and this is not a Shechita Ru'uya because you can't eat it because it's a treif. In any event, the Gemara now says, Omalei Rav Chavivi Michuzenah, Rav Chavivi, who came from a place called Michuzenah, said to Rav Ashi the following. Let us learn from our Mishnah that the opinion of the Tanakama, because you pay Dalet V'hei, is Shema Minah, Eino L'Shechita El Basof, that we consider the Shechita to be a valid Shechita only at the conclusion of the Shechita, not at the start of the Shechita, but only with the conclusion of the Shechita is it a valid Shechita. As Rashi says, Hilkach Kol Kama De Tovach De More Kotovach. This way, since the Shechita is not considered to be done until the completion of the Shechita, so therefore, at the beginning, at the start of the Shechita, and throughout the Shechita, it still belongs to the original owner. And therefore, you're shechting the animal when it belongs to the original owner. And therefore, only Bigmar Shechita, he demistar banot. Now, only at this point in time is it going to be Aser and Hanah. If it was, for example, a Chulin that was shechted in the Azara, so then in this situation, or if it was a Trefa, so then it would not be permissible. If it was Chulin, let's say, that was shechted in the Azara, so then it only becomes Aser at the conclusion of the Shechita. So the entire Shechita was done while it was still owned and not yet Aser and Hanah, and that's why you pay Dalet V'hei, according to Tanakama. Because the Gemara, back to the Gemara, that Shema Mino Eina L'Shechita El B'Sof, that must be the opinion of the Tanakama, that the Shechita only is considered to be done at the self. Therefore, because the E Yeshno L'Shechita Mitchila V'Yatzof, because if you say the Shechita starts at the beginning, so then, as soon as he starts doing the Shechita, so now it's also Banah, because he's doing a Shechita of Chulin B'Azara. So Kivin the Shachad Ba'Purta Asura. So therefore, as soon as he is done a little bit of the Shechita, it's now his Chulin Shenechshap Yazara, and therefore it's going to be Aser. But the actual full Shechita to make him Chayiv Dalet V'hei is therefore being done on something that's also Banah. Edoch, the rest of the Shechita, Lo Demare Katovach. It doesn't belong to the original owner because it's now also Banah. And we said that something that's also Banah is not considered like it belongs to the original owner. And therefore, if you were to hold that Yeshno L'Shechita Mechilo V'Yatzov, so the Isser of Hanah takes effect as soon as you start the Shechita, it's Chulim V'Yazara, but the Isser of the Shechita is going to therefore be, the rest of the Shechita is going to be taking effect when it doesn't belong to the original owner, and you wouldn't be Chayiv Dalet V'hei. Ergo, it must be that Shema Minah Eino L'Shechita El B'Sof, that we only consider the Shechita be done at the Sof, both for the Isser of Chulim V'Yazara as well as for the Dalet V'hei. That is what Rav Chavivi Michazanah is telling Rav Ashi. Now, Amalei Rav Huna Berei de Rava, that's the Girsa that we have. Rav Huna, who's the son of Rava, says, no, Ki kom l'chayev ahau porta. No, maybe that you don't have to say Eino l'shchita ala b'sof. You could, in fact, say Yeshno l'shchita mitchil v'yatzov, but the minute it becomes Os v'anah, that's also when he's chayev dalet v'hei. You don't have to complete the shchita b'chayev dalet v'hei. No. As soon as you do the Shechita, you start doing the Shechita, that's when you Chayiv Dalet V'hei. Just like as soon as you start doing the Shechita, now it becomes Chulin B'Azara, and you're Osir at that moment in time, it's also Banah. But the Isser Hanah and the payment for Dalet V'hei occurred simultaneously at the start of the Shechita, and maybe therefore you could still say that the din is Yeshu L'Shechita Mitchil V'Yatzov, and you Chayiv both for the Isser Hanah as well as Dalet V'hei from that initial moment. That's what Rav Huna Berei de Rava says to Rav Chavivi Michozunah. However, the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, no, that's incorrect. Lo titche, don't push aside the argument that Rav Chavivi Michozunah said that it must be Eino L'Shechita Ela B'Sof, because the pasuk tells us, U'tvacho O Mecharo. The Tvacho means Kulo Bo'inan. You have to shecht the entire animal, not just start the Shechita, the Lekka. If you were to argue like Rav Chavivi Michozunah, so then it must be that Einol Shlita Elo Besof, because otherwise the entire Shlita is not yet done while it's owned by the original owner, because the making it Chulin Ba'azara, that's from the start of it. But the Dalet Hey has to be Utzvacho, you have to do the entire Shlita, Kulo Bo'inon Veleka. So therefore, it must be like Rav Chavivi Michazanoa said, that Einol Shlita Elo Besof. So the Gemara says, unless you hold like that, Elakasha, if you wanted to say that Yeshno Lushchita Bechila Vatzof, we got a problem. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi would say back to Rav Chavivi Michazanoa, who said it must be that Eino Lushchita Ela Besof. So now Rav Ashi answers him and says, Amalei, no, Hachil Rav Gamda Mishmei Durava. In fact, we could get around your proof that it isn't necessarily Eino Lushchita Ela Besof, but it could be Yeshno Lushchita Mitchila Vatzof because of what Rav Gamda said in the name of Rava. What did he say? Kigon. We could be dealing with a case, Sheshachat Mikza Simon and Bachutz. So let's say he shechted 49% of the trachea and the esophagus, the windpipe and the food pipe. The trachea is the windpipe, the esophagus is the food pipe, and you have to shecht at least half of each of them. So he shechted 49.9% of each of them, and then that's Kigon Sheshachat Mikza Simon and Bachutz, Ugimarin Befrim. He completed the Shechita, now with the Chulin that are in the Azara, he does that last cut that makes it now a valid shchita, so it's as if he did the entire shchita, but only the issa of chulin bazara was on this last stroke. So therefore, the issa of chulin bazara is taking place at the same time as the issa of dalad v'hei is to be paid because he was tavach u'machar. So therefore, they're both coming at the same time, and therefore you can't bring a saraya from our mishnah the way Rav Chavivi Michazanoa said to Rav Ashi. That's version number one of this discussion. I hope it was clear. We get another chance to go over it again now. Ika demasit laha. Others learn this entire discussion in the following framework. The end result is the same, but the way we get to it is a little bit different. And here we have Amar Rabbi Shimon. Others have the gear, so this is Reish Lakish. So whether it's Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Melakish, Amar Rabbi Shimon Mishum the Rabbi Levi Saba, that Reish Lakish or Rabbi Shimon said in the name of Rabbi Levi Saba, that Eino L'shchita El B'sof. He holds that the halacha is that shchita is only at the very end. Like Rabbi Chavivi Michazanoa wanted to say our Mishnah had to be like. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan might know. Yesh l'shchita b'chilul v'atzof. That the shchita goes from the very first start of it until the very end of it. Now, on this machlok is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, omalei Rabbi Chavivi Michazanoa Rav Ashi. Rabbi Chavivi Michazanoa says to Rav Ashi, lema kesav Rabbi Yochanan, chulin shenishchatu v'yazara lav deraisa. It must be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that this issur of chulin shenishchatu v'yazara is only a din derabanan, and therefore it's not also b'hanoa midaraisa, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yochanan can hold yesh l'nechita b'tchilu v'atzof, because the dalet v'hei is going to be taking effect regardless of the chulin b'yazara, because the chulin b'yazara is only a din derabanan. So that's what Rav Chavivi wanted to now suggest. If you want this to be like Rav Yochanan, we normally pass like Rav Yochanan over Reish Lakish. So then, if Rav Yochanan holds Yesh L'shchita B'tchilat Atzof, you must say that Rav Yochanan holds that Chulin Ba'azara is not a din daraisa. We turn to Ayin Beis Amud Beis, because the Isol Kedaisa daraisa. Because if you were to say that this is in fact a din daraisa, so then the minute you go and shecht Mikri Chshachat La Porta a little bit Asra, so then it's going to be Asr. And nevertheless, the dal of the hay is not going to be taking effect because idach, the rest of the shchita after that first little cut is lav demora kartavach. It's now also banah, so you can't say that you did the entire shchita under the ownership of the original owner, and therefore there shouldn't be dal of the hay. So therefore, it must be, that's what Rav Chavivi Michazanoa said to Rav Ashi, it must be the Rav Yochanan holds that chulin bazar is not an issur deraisa. So on this, Amalei Rav Acha Berei the Rava, he says no. Kiko Mechayev Nami Ahu Parted. No, you could say that that little start of the Shechita makes it into Chulin Bazara, even on the rice level, and even though you hold that Yeshna L'Shechita Metchil V'Yatzov, nevertheless, that initial cut, it's owned by the Mora, the original Mora Kama, and therefore, it is considered that you're going to be Chayev. So therefore, you can't bring us any Raya the way Rav Chavivi Michazanoa tried to suggest. And again, the Gemara gives us the same teretz that we had before. Here, the rest of the way till the Mishnah is the same. Amri Rav Ashi says, no, lo tidche, don't push aside that which we originally brought down to suggest. Rav Chavivi Michazanoa said to Rav Ashi that, in fact, he must hold that Shechita is not Daraisa, Chul Mazon is not Daraisa, because Utfacho, it must be, Tvacho is the entire Shechita, Kula Bo'inon, Veleka. And if you only say it's the first cut, so then the entire Shechita hasn't been done. And therefore, that's why it must be, the Rav Yochanan holds, that Chulin Bazar is only Dindar Abon. No, so unless you hold like that, Elikasha. So are you forced into saying this? So Gemara says, no, not necessarily so, because this proof could be pushed aside. Amalei, Hachemar of Gamda, Mishmei the Rava. Oh, here's what we bring in. Rav Gamda said the name of Rava, that we could argue that this has nothing to do with that. Tchila, Yeshna, Shchita, Mechila, Atzof, or Eina, Shchita, Mechila, Atzof. It's only Basof, because we could be talking about, as Rav Gamda said the name of Rava, Kiko Mechayav, we're dealing here with a case, Kigon Sheshachat, Mikza, Simon, and Bechutz, Ugemar, and Mifnim. He shouted 49.9% of it outside, so there's no Isser involved, it's not Chulim B'Azara, and even if you say that Yeshnon L'Shchita Mitchil of Yatzov, right now it's still no problem. If 49.9% has been shechted, it's in the owner of the Mara, the original owner. And now when he shechts it to go past the 50% mark, so now it's a full shechita. It's called Utvacho. And this is now when the Chulim B'Azara kicks in on a Daraisa level. And this is going to be Dalvei because the shechita has been done while it was owned by the Mare, by the original owner. And therefore, there isn't a problem. We can't bring a raya one way or the other to the dinim of Yeshna L'shchita Mechila B'Atzov, nor can we bring a raya to whether Chulim Bazar is a din daraisa or a din rabbanon from our discussion. Okay, that was a mouthful, a little bit of a complicated sugya. I hope it was clear. And now we go on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah goes as follows. Ganav al pishnayim. Nebuch, somebody stole something, and there's a pair of witnesses that testified that this person stole it. And then the Ganav went to Tavach u'Machar. He either shechted it or he sold it. Tvacho o'Mecharo. Al Pien. Again, those same two witnesses went and testified that not only did he steal it, in the Gemara tomorrow we'll talk about exactly what the order is and exactly what happened, but the same two witnesses say, yes, we also saw him either shechted or we also saw him sell it. So in this situation, normally you'd have to pay dalad v'hei because you have witnesses saying that you stole it, that's kefil, and then the witnesses say that you shechted it or you sold it, so then you have to pay the additional penalty to go up to dalad v'hei, dalad for a set, and hei for a short, as we said many times. But here the Mishnah throws in a kicker. Here the Mishnah says, v'nimtzu zomimim, and it turns out that this set of witnesses were zomimim. Now, we've mentioned many times, there's edei hachasha and there's edei zimum. So Eidei Hachosha is when Reuven and Shimon say something, and Levi and Yehuda come along and say something different. They're contradicting each other. They're Hachosha, one to the other. So Reuven and Shimon say that he lent them $100, and Levi and Yehuda say, no, he didn't lend them $100. It was the other round. He borrowed $100. So you have Eidei Hachosha, the two Eidim contradict each other. There's no reason to believe the first set more than the second set. No reason to believe the second set more than the first set. And therefore, they knock each other out. Eidei Hachosha knock each other out. And I should also just point out that when you have Edim, it doesn't make a difference if you have two Edim versus three Edim or two Edim versus 100 Edim. Shtayim Kameya. In this situation, you have a set of kosher witnesses against another set of kosher witnesses, regardless of how many are in the set. Two versus 100 makes no difference. Edei Achosha, they knock each other out, and you don't believe either one. But then there's a special din. This is a unique din. This is a chiddush, as we'll see in the Gemara, and this is Xerus HaKosav, HaKosh Baruch Hu, said that if Reuven and Shimon, the first two witnesses, come along and say this occurred on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then Levi and Yehuda come along and say, how can you say that this occurred on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning in New York? You were with us in Philadelphia on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's no way you could have seen this transaction or whatever is testifying. The animal was stolen, the animal was shechted at 10 o'clock on Monday morning because you weren't in New York at the time. You were with us in Philadelphia. Now, there's no reason to believe the first group versus the second group, or the second group versus the first group. In Eidei Hachosha, we wouldn't believe one versus the other. But here we have Gzeres HaKosav. The Torah tells us, in this unique situation, and it's a chiddush, we believe the second group, and we punish the first group. If they say, Imanu Hayisem, if the second group comes along and say, there's no way you could have seen this in New York on Monday at 10 o'clock, Imanu Hayisem, you were with us in Philadelphia on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, the Torah gave the second group Ne'amonus. And that's what we're talking about here with Edim Zomimim. So the Mishnah now tells us, the Nimtzu Zomimim, if it turns out that they were claiming, let's say, that the ox was stolen, let's say, on a Sunday at 10 o'clock, and it was shechted on Monday at 10 o'clock, and these witnesses then come along, the second group of witnesses say, no, the first group of witnesses were with us in a different place. You're saying that it was sold on Monday at 10 o'clock? They weren't there on Monday at 10 o'clock in New York. They were with us in Philadelphia. The Nimtzu Zomimim. So then, Mishalmim Makol. If the Edei Zomimim come along and prove that the persons, the two witnesses who said that it was stolen on Sunday at 10 o'clock, and they said it was either shechted or sold on Monday at 10 o'clock, and in both situations, they say, how could you be? You weren't in New York on 10 o'clock on Sunday. You weren't in New York on 10 o'clock on Monday. You were with us. We had a weekend getaway, and all of us were together on Sunday and on Monday. We were in Philadelphia at 10 o'clock. So then, these Edim Zomim, they have to pay Kasher Zomam Lassos, like they tried to do. They tried to make this person who they're claiming is a Ganov pay Dalid Vehei. So therefore, these Edim Zomim, they have to pay the Dalid Vehei. Kasher Zomam Lassos, what they tried to do, they have to pay. Now, what happens if it was Ganov Apishnaim? You have two witnesses, the first set of witnesses, witnesses one and two. Let's say that the Ganav sold it, let's say on Sunday, stole it on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then, v'tavachu mochra pishnayim acherim. And then on Monday at 10 o'clock, he either shechted it or he sold it. Okay? And now, both the witnesses, the one on Sunday and the one on Monday, say it occurred in New York at 10 o'clock. Okay. Now, v'tavachu mochra pishnayim acherim. But it's a separate set of witnesses for the tzvicha mechira than it was for the Geneva. And now, Elu ve'elu nimsu zomimim, both the first set of witnesses and the second set of witnesses were both found to be zomimim. Guess what? They all claimed to be in New York at 10 o'clock on Sunday and on Monday, but then another group of witnesses, a third group of witnesses, come along and says, hey, neither of you were in New York on Sunday or Monday at 10 o'clock. You were with us in Philadelphia on Sunday at 10 o'clock and Monday at 10 o'clock. Now, the way Rashi learns it, they first go and say the group that witnessed or claimed to witness it Monday at 10 o'clock, either the shechita or the sale, so they first are zomim them, and then only afterwards they're zomim the first group. So harishonim in this situation, mishalim teshlum kefo, both of them are proven to be edim zomimim. So both of them are going to have to do kasher zomim lassos. The second group tried to get to pay the dal v'hei. The first group just got to pay the kefil. So Arishonim, the first two witnesses, witnesses one and two, who claimed that on Sunday at 10 o'clock it was in fact stolen, so they lied. They're found to be edim zomimim. So Arishonim, mishalim teshlum kefil. They tried to cause kasher zomim lassos, the ganav, to pay kefil. So therefore, they'll have to pay the kefil instead. And the other two witnesses who said that it was sold on Monday or shechted on Monday at 10 o'clock in New York, and they were found to be, by the third group of witnesses, to be in Philadelphia at that time, the Achronim, this second group of witnesses, that tried to make them pay Dalid V'hei, so Mishalmim Tashlumi Shlosh, they'll have to pay three times. Now Rashi points out, they're talking about if it was a shor. So let's say the first group claimed that a shor was stolen on Sunday at 10 o'clock, the second group claimed it was shechted on Monday at 10 o'clock, and they're both found to be Edim Zomimim, so then the first group will have to pay Kefel, and the second group will have to pay three times, the additional three to make it up to five, that is after the Kefel. That's what the Mishnah tells us. I hope that was clear. That's why it says, Mishalmim Teshlumi Shlosh. If there was been a seh, so then it would have been two and two, kefel, and just two times, because for a seh, you only pay four. But he was just assuming it was five. It was a shor, Rashi says. So that's why each group that is found to be Edim Zomimim, so now they're going to have to pay what they tried to do. The first group tried to make them pay kefel, so they'll have to pay kefel instead. And the second group tried to make them pay the hey, if it was a shor, the extra three times. So therefore, they have to pay three times. Mishnah continues and says, Nimsu achronim zomimim, if only the second group of witnesses was found to be zomimim. So the first group claimed on Sunday at 10 o'clock in New York it was stolen, and nobody proves them wrong. And the second group claims on Monday at 10 o'clock it was shechted in New York, and then the third group of witnesses comes along and says, no, you were with us in Philadelphia on Monday at 10 o'clock. So then you actually have the first group of witnesses that are still truly claiming that he was a ganav. So therefore, the ganav, whom shalim teshul ekefel, because there's no Edim Zomimim on the first set of witnesses. But on the second set of witnesses, they were found to be Edim Zomimim. And therefore, the Hei Mishalmim Teshul Mishosh. Again, if it was a Shar, so they tried to cause it to pay an extra three times above the Kefel. They tried to say the God of Shechted it, but they're Edim Zomimim. They were found, Imanu Yisem, the third set of witnesses, you were with us in Philadelphia on Monday at 10 o'clock. There's no way you could have seen the Shechita or the Mechira on Monday at 10 o'clock in New York. So therefore, they tried to make an extra three payments for the Ganav. So therefore, V'hein Mishalmim Tashlume Shlosha. So they'll have to pay three times the value of the shor. That was the hay that they tried to go and pay, the extra three times above the kefil. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Echod Minachrom and Zomim. Let's say you have one of the second group of witnesses that testified that they saw the Shechita or the Mechira on Monday at 10 o'clock in New York. Only one of them is found to be Zomimim. So two other witnesses come along and say, hey, of these two second witnesses that say on Monday at 10 o'clock it was shechted or stolen. So they say, okay, we don't know anything about one of them. But the other one was with us in Philadelphia. So you have witness 3 and 4 over here in our total package. We have 1 and 2 testifying about Sunday, about the thief, about the theft. And then on Monday, you have witnesses 3 and 4 coming to say that they claimed at 10 o'clock in New York it was shechted or stole or sold on Monday at 10 o'clock. And therefore, witnesses, the third set, numbers 5 and 6, come along and say, no, we don't know anything about witness number 3. But witness number 4 was with us in Philadelphia on Monday at 10 o'clock. No way he could have seen it. So therefore, in this situation, echod min achronim zomim, only one of the two witnesses, 3 or 4, was found to be an eid zomim. So that testimony is batel eidu shniya. So witnesses 3 and 4, they're torn apart. Now, you don't pay as an eid zomim, kasher zomim lasos, unless both of them or all of them are found to be eidim zomim. So the second group entirely would have to be eidim zomim to pay kasher zomim lasos. But we don't really accept their testimony because you only have one witness. Now, that accurately says that it was either shechted or sold on Monday at 10 o'clock, witness number 3, because witness number 4 was found to be an eid zomim. So batel eidu shniya, the testimony of witnesses 3 and 4 is null and void. And therefore, in that situation, the ganav, those witnesses that testified on Sunday, that he stole it on Sunday, so they're still good witnesses, so the ganav will have to pay kefil. But nobody will pay dalav hey, nobody will pay the extra 3 times if it was a shor that was stolen, because there's no din of eidim zomim, and you obviously don't have witnesses to say that he, the ganav, sold it or shechted it on Monday at 10 o'clock. The final case of the Mishnah is Echad min Rishonim Zomim. If you have one of the first two witnesses, you had witnesses 1 and 2 that said on Sunday at 10 o'clock in New York, it was stolen. And now, Edim Zomim could say, we don't know anything about witness number 1, but witness number 2 was not in New York on Sunday at 10 o'clock, he was with us in Philadelphia on Sunday at 10 o'clock. So Echad min Rishonim Zomim, witness number 2 was found to be an Eid Zomim. Witness number 1, perfectly good, they don't know anything about him. So then, witnesses number 1 testimony no longer can count to say that the ganav was a ganav. And we don't do kasher zomim lasos because you have to make both of them into eidim zomim. So batel kol eidus. So witnesses number 1 and number 2, they're null and void. Even though number 1, we have nothing wrong with him, but he's only a single witness. And number 2 is an eid zomim. So we don't believe him, but we don't make him do kasher zomim lasos. So nobody has to pay for the ganav in this situation, not the so-called ganav, and not the eid zomim, because he's not the entire set. But now you have witnesses 3 and number 4 that are claiming that it was shechted or sold on Monday at 10 o'clock, so they fall off also. Because batel kol eidus, not only witnesses 1 and 2, but even witnesses 3 and 4 fall off now, because shemein geneva, if we now have no proof that it was stolen, so then obviously ein tzvicha v'ein mechira, then there's no way you can pay the dalad v'hei component of beyond kefil, the extra 3 times for a shor, if there was no proof that there was a geneva. So there may really have been a gneiva. And witness number 3 and 4 are telling the honest truth that they saw it shechted and or sold on Monday at 10 o'clock in New York. But if there's no proof that it was stolen, so then there's no dalad vehe. Okay, again, another mouthful. That was a big mishnah. And now let's start to Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, Itmar, we learned the base medrash. Eid zomim. If you have a witness that is found to be an eid zomim, in other words, iman or yisem, that witness is found to be lying. So at what do we do to that witness in terms of his testimonies, both retroactively and going forward? So there's a famous machlokis, is one of the Yaal Kagam, we'll get to at the end of the shiur today, between Abaye and Rava. We normally pass him like Rava over Abaye, with the 6 exceptions of Yaal Kagam. This will be the Ayin of Yaal Kagam. This is the Ayin of Edim Zomimim. So Abaye Omar, Abaye says, L'mafreya hu nifsol. So this person testifies on Monday at 10 o'clock that this Geneva occurred. He's testifying about it on Thursday. So on Thursday, he testifies and he says, we saw the Tvicha of Mechira done on Monday at 10 o'clock in New York. And now, Edom come along and say, on Monday at 10 o'clock, you weren't in New York. Imano Yisim in Philadelphia. So Abaye says, L'mafreihu nifsal. On Thursday, he's found to be an Eid Zomim, but we go backwards in time and say, any testimony this guy did from Monday at 10 o'clock onward, when he's found to be an Eid Zomim, now he's a liar from Monday at 10 o'clock. So, l'mafreihu nifsal, not from Thursday when they bring the witnesses forward, but they go retroactively back to Monday. That's a bayis shita. Rava disagrees. Rava amar, no, mikan ulahaba hu nifsal. It's only going forward from Thursday on. Let's say the witness came at 10 o'clock on Thursday and said, hey, this guy imanu yisem on Monday. So from Thursday onward, Rava says he's found no longer to be a kosher witness. But any testimony he gave between Monday and Thursday, that is still a solid witness. We don't assume that he is a disqualified witness up until Thursday when the actual Eid Zomim testimony comes along. So there's a fundamental difference. Do we go retroactively to the time of his lying? Because he's lying from Monday at 10 o'clock. But do we go back to then? Abaye says yes. Rava says no. You only go when the Eidim Zomimim is proven. When the witnesses come along on Thursday and say, oh, at this point in time, now he's a Eid Zomim and he's no longer capable of testifying because he's a false witness. But anything retroactively, he's still a good witness. Now we're going to have two explanations for this. The first one is as follows. Abaye amalu mafreyahu nifsal. Abaye says you go retroactive, you go back in time to the point where he actually lied. He's lying. He says, on Monday at 10 o'clock, I saw the Shechita Mechira in New York. And in fact, he wasn't there. Why? So Abaye says, you go back in time, mehau shaita di asid havalei Russia. Because at that moment in time, that's when he becomes a Russia. When he says, at Monday at 10 o'clock in New York, I saw it. Well, at Monday at 10 o'clock, he wasn't in New York. He didn't see it. At that point in time, he's a liar. And the Torah tells us, Torah Amra, losis Hashem Hashav, atosesh yodcha im rasha lios eid Hamas. And we just quote part of that pasuk over here, Torah Amra, atosesh rasha eid. So we only have part of the pasuk. The whole pasuk is atosesh yodcha im rasha. Rashi even points that out. Lios eid Hamas. In other words, he's a Rasha from 10 o'clock Monday morning, so even though you only find it out on Thursday, you go back in time, and any testimonies he gave from 10 o'clock Monday morning are not acceptable. That's a Abaye. You go back in time. Rava disagrees. The first reason that Rava disagrees is based upon the following. Rava mar mikanu lahabahu nifsal. We only go from now and onward, from Thursday at 10 o'clock when the other witnesses come along and say, Imanu yisem. So now, at this point in time, he's proven to be a bad guy. We don't have any proof at Monday that he's a bad guy. Tuesday he's a bad guy. Wednesday he's a bad guy. We only know now on Thursday he's a bad guy. And therefore, Rava says you don't go retroactive. You just go mikan ulahaba. Why? Because Eid Zomim chidishu. This whole concept, as I mentioned, Eid Zomim is a chidishu. As Rashi in Zvachim tells us, shalom otzino b'torah kuzu. We don't find any such thing like this throughout Kol Torah Kula. It's a tema. It's a very strange thing, Rashi says in Psachim. We don't find any other place. Why should you believe the second set of witnesses more than the first set of witnesses? Every place else, we don't. Only over here, it's Xeris HaKasa that we should believe them. This is Xeris HaMelech B'Almo, Rashi says in Ksubas. So this concept is found all over the place in Shas. And basically, Rava says it's a Chiddush over here, it's a unique thing, and you only go Mikanu Laba, we don't go backwards in time. Why? Because what's the Chiddush? The Har Treyu Treininu. This is no different than every other case of Eidei HaChosha. We have the first two witnesses say one thing and the second two witnesses say something that's different. But they don't say Imanu or Yisem. So the first two witnesses say that Reuven lent Shimon the money and the second two witnesses say that Shimon lent Reuven the money. So they're arguing with each other. So my chaz is the Tzayos Lahani, Tzayos Lahani. Why should you listen to the second set more than the first set? Why the first set more than the second set? So that's the normal root of Eidei HaChosha. And therefore, in this situation, when the Torah gave the power to believe the second group of witnesses who make the first group into Eidei Zomimim, Hilkach Ein L'cha Bo El Mishas Chiddush Elach. So it's only from the time of the Chiddush, which is Thursday in my example, that we turn this group of Eidim, or the single Eid, into being a Rasha, and only going forward is his testimony not accepted, but any testimony he gave between Monday and Thursday is accepted. That's the first understanding of the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Now, Ika Diamre is another understanding, no different than Abaye. Abaye is the same. He just bases it on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Atoshi Shochayim Rasha Yosei Chamas." From Monday, you're a Rasha. So retroactively, you go to the time we know he's up to date. He's not a Rasha at that point in time. He's a Rasha. We no longer accept his testimony. Abaye doesn't change. But in the second version, Ika Diamre, that in fact Rava agrees with Abaye. Rava Nami Ki Abaye Svirule Diomel Mafrehu Nifsal. Rava agrees with Abaye that the din should be, based upon this pasuk, Atoshi Shochayim Rasha, we don't say Hamas, that you should go retroactive, because that point in time, he is a Rasha. However, Rava says that we only paskin mikanu l'haba that he's a Rasha. I agree with you, Abaye, you have the pasuk, everything. But we only paskin, v'hocha hainu time of the Rava, that we only go over here, mikanu l'haba, and we turn to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, is because of the following. And that is because Bishum Pseido de Lekuchos, as Rashi tells us, Shechasmu al Shtar Mechira Bein Taim. This witness or witnesses that were now found to be Zomim on Thursday, well, they may have signed documents from Monday to Thursday in my example. What's the poor Lekuchos supposed to do? This guy used them to verify that this sale took place, and now this guy's a false witness. This Shtar is going to be worthless, and now he has no proof that the sale took place. So Mishum Pseid Lekuchos, Rava says, we're concerned for financial loss over here, so therefore we are going to allow their testimony. Min HaDin, it should be no good. But a special Xeris HaKasa, because it's dealing with money, and Hefker based in Hefker, so therefore we're going to allow the testimony of this person, who technically is a Rasha, to still be allowed. Tosus brings down as well. Yesh Mefarshim Doch Hashin Lipsei De Lekuchos Hainu Davka Hecho De Ika Ede Mesira Diyade Shashtar Emes. So we have other proof that it was a Shtar Emes. However, Vei Nira. But Tosus says that not necessarily so. Dimkein Ika Benayat Tuva. Then there would be many other things over here. Hecho De Edim Alachos Melashar. If we only had the Edim that are on the Shtar and not Ede Mesira. So Tosus disregards that. But the bottom line is that we're dealing over here with a loss to any potential purchasers that use this witness or witnesses that are now Zomimim and now Rishayim. If they signed anything between Monday and Thursday, it would not technically be acceptable. So because of Hefker based in Hefker, the rabbi said, no, we're going to allow these Rishayim to have their testimony, even though Min HaDin, the Din should be like Abaya. So that's the explanation of the machlokes between Abaya and Rava. Now, what's the difference whether you learn it the first way that we learned it, that it's a Chiddushu, or the second way that no, it should really be going back in time, but because of Pseid Lekuchos. So Chiddush versus Pseid Lekuchos. What difference does it make? Isn't Rava the same answer no matter what? My Benayu, is there a practical difference? Moshe says yes. Two examples. Dasidu Beitre Lechad Utre Lechad. When it's a Chiddush, that's when you have two witnesses against two witnesses. But what happens over here if you have the witnesses that are then found to be Zomim? So you have Reuven and Shimon. So they're each found to be Zomim. But how do we find them Zomim? You have two witnesses coming along to say that Reuven was Imanu Ayisem. And you have two witnesses coming along to say that Shimon Imanu Ayisem. And Reuven, Tosus points out, doesn't know anything about Shimon. And Shimon doesn't know anything about Reuven. For example, Tosus says, they saw it from separate windows, or they saw it one after the other. As Tosus says, Adiwa Maskel Dasidu, Shiro Echo Michalon Zeh, the Echo Michalon Zeh, Obo Do, Achor Do. Or one came after the other. They didn't come as a group. So Reuven doesn't know anything about Shimon. So he can't testify that, yes, Reuven and Shimon were both here at 10 o'clock on Sunday in New York. Reuven only knows about himself. Shimon only knows about himself. So therefore, two witnesses against Reuven and two witnesses against Shimon, so that was two against one. That's not a Chiddush. That's the normal ruling. So if there would be two witnesses against Reuven and two witnesses against Shimon, so then it's not a Chiddush. So therefore, only if it's a Chiddush did Rava say that we don't go back in time. We only go Mikan Labah. But if it's not a Chiddush, then Rava would say you go back in time as well. So that would be if it was a Chiddush. But if it's a say the Lekuchos, then what difference does it make if it's a Chiddush or not? We are worried over here for the loss of any contracts that they signed between Monday, Sunday, and Thursday. So therefore, if it's say the Lekuchos, it applies whether it's two against one or two against two. Inami, alternatively, the paslinu begazlenusa, where they're not Edom Zomimim. The witnesses come along and say, Reuven, we don't know where you are on Monday, but you're a Ganav. We can testify that you're a Ganav. You were found to be a Ganav in the basin, some other time. So you're a Ganav, you're possibly Edus. Shimon, you're a Ganav, you're possibly Edus. So they possible him not because of a Chiddush, they possible him because he's not a kosher witness. So again, lahach lishno diyamas mishum Chiddush, according to the opinion, it says it's only because it's a Chiddush, so then, in these two cases, it's not a Chiddush, because it's Trey against one, Trey against Chad, or it's Paslinu Begazlenusa. There's no Chiddush involved. And therefore, you would go back retroactively. You're only saying because it's the Chiddush, you go Mikan Labah. So then, if there's no Chiddush, then we would also agree that you go all the way back to Sunday or Monday when the guy was found to be a Rasha, and not on Thursday when it's identified that he's a Rasha. But according to the second version, that Rava says it's because of Pseid Lekuchos, we're concerned about any shtaros that the witness is signed between Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. So then that Pseid is true, whether it's two against one or whether it's Paslinu against Lenusa. Nobody knew about it till Thursday. So that does apply. So that's the Nafkamina in these two cases between the first explanation of Rava that it's a Chiddush, and that's why you don't go back. And the second explanation, because of Pseid Lekuchos, and that's why you don't go back in time. How do we paskin? Some of Yirmiyah Midifti, Yirmiyah Midifti said, Ovad Rav Papa Uvda Kavasi the Rava. Rav Papa followed in this practice like the halacha of Rava. However, Rav Ashi, Rav Rina and Rav Ashi were the redactors of the Gemara, and they're the final psak halacha, so to say, and Rav Ashi Amar Hilchos Kavasi the Abaye. No, we in fact pass like Abaye, and the Gemara concludes and says, in fact, we pass like Abaye, Hilchos Kavasi the Abaye, And this is one of the Yao Kagam. This is the Ayin of the famous mnemonic, Yao Kagam. The Yud stands for, do we paskin Yeush Shlomi Das is Yeush or not Yeush? And that's Machlokes. And between Abai and Rava, the Ayin we just said is Edim Zomimim. Do we go back retroactively or we go Bikan Laba? The Lamed is a din that we had, Lechi or Ome Be'elov. If you have a Lechi that stands by itself, does that count as a Lechi or not? The Kuf is the din of Kiddushin Shalonim Sru Lebiya. If a person were to go and give Kiddushin to somebody that he can't marry, let's say he gives Kiddushin to two sisters and says, I'm Makadish one of you, so we don't know which one it could be, and neither one is allowed to have relations with him because maybe then he'd be having the relations with the sister of his wife. So therefore, does that count as Kiddushin or not? And the Gimel is a Gilui Das Begita, that there was something that was unclear in regards to the get, and now we can say, yeah, this is what he meant in regards to the get. Do we accept that or not? And finally, the mem is mumur ochel nevelus lahachis. Is a person who eats something lahachis, is that person considered able to be a witness or not? So this is the famous Yao Kagan, and we paskin all of them like Abaye, all the rest of Shas, we paskin like Rava. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.